August 28th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, you know my call to you is to be reconciled with the truth. This being said, I must warn you, do not believe everything you are told through the mass media. Very often, their goal is to mislead and to confuse. You also have a whole political party in this country whose foundation is ambition based on lies. You must pray to discover the truth in every issue. There are also many issues that are not issues at all. They are just distractions from the more important problems of the day. An example of this would be the Russian probe. Even those in high positions need to pray for discernment before they lend support to any issue or candidate. False information draws people into the frenzy of supporting Satan's lies. Since the mass media has as its goal the dissemination of information to the public, I warn you, everything you are told is not true. Be wise in your choices by listening to every side of every story." A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 2. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons through the pretensions of liars whose consciences are seared. Another note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.